All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner with Dead and Igus. We're back in hell, and let's go ahead and get started. Nana, don't! Nana's prismatic force field blocks a UMB from charging their way. As it stops the enemy's gigantic body, the shield flickers in all colors of the rainbow. I can't outrun it. Minori, leave me and run! Two UMBs approach Nana from above and below. Just as it looks like they'll crash into her, they envelop Nana, force field and all, cutting off her communications. Minori can also see, far in the distance, that Ayusha's beautiful form has been stripped of her special warfare gear while being attacked by a disgusting penis-like appendage. Minori helplessly extends her trembling hand towards her. Nana! Nana! Ayusha! Ayusha! Minori screams, but the only answers she gets are from the disgusting CC aliens around her. She slays three FBs before her gear does her with... She slays three FBs before her gear doses her with sedative. A flock of FB over 20 in number swarms her just as her combat capabilities are neutered. They might just be FBs, but there's too many of them. On top of that, two UMBs open their gigantic parasols around her to prevent her from escaping. Group 14's collective combat potential was said to be a match for Lizette. But now it looks like it would be only a matter of time before they're going to get wiped out. July 16th, a short while ago. That day, Group 14 deployed on what was supposed to be standard patrol duty. Space is so big. Space is so big, so vast. The light emanating from Purgatorio washes calmly over the space sector. As she absentmindedly listens to Nana singing, Minori wonders if they're out at sea instead of outer space. Have you ever been on the ocean, Nana? Sure have. The country I come from was surrounded by the sea. You haven't? I thought the Officer's Academy was next to Shinjuku. We did go training in Mount Fuji's caldera in the Alps, but... I've been to the beach. When you were wearing string bikinis for work? No, I didn't just wear string bikinis for work. I wore normal swimsuits too, you doofus. So you were at the beach for your string bikini photo shoot. It's not that they're being careless. Even as they engage in casual chatter, their senses subconsciously and constantly scan the vast void of space around them. In fact, relative to how discipline among the other groups is frayed recently, Group 14 maintains a relatively high level of alert. When Group 2 was annihilated by a coordinated CC attack a month or so ago, on June 14th, it came as a huge shock for the Cathedral. While the Special Warfare Troopers were individually stronger than the CC, the aliens overwhelmed them with their sheer numbers. With the purest specimens seemingly serving as commander units for the CC, their appearance on the battlefield was marked by them deploying in larger numbers and using smarter, more flexible tactics. On top of that, the CC's main stronghold, Paradise Lost, would be at its closest to the Cathedral during August, approaching the base each passing day. As such, the troopers were aware that the enemy attacks would likely intensify. Perhaps to conserve their forces in preparation for the big offensive in August, the CC's attacks have recently returned to the standard numbers, and pure specimens aren't being seen as often either. In other words, the new enemy unit only saw action for a few battles before it stopped appearing altogether. That wasn't all that unusual. There were historically a few CC types that stopped appearing shortly after being sighted for the first time. The only CC specimens that have appeared consistently from the beginning, although they have been slowly evolving themselves, are the FBs. There were a few specimens that were a great threat to mankind that were only employed for short periods before disappearing. The Human Shredder, the Shark Baron, the Reaper's Sickle, and so on. If the pure specimens commanded that attack, then their utility was surely proven. By human logic, they should be seeing continued deployment, but apparently the CC strategy has different priorities. As such, the Cathedral's hypothesis was that for some reason mankind couldn't fathom, the Pyrrhus's use was discontinued after its trial period. Maybe the Pyrrhus didn't actually coordinate that attack, but was simply escorting the enemy forces for some other purpose. Mankind could have very well misunderstood the Pyrrhus's role. There have been casualties among the troopers since then, but that was simply because the reorganized teams weren't working well together. A few troopers even outright committed suicide. So the general consensus was that perhaps those tactics were simply a coincidence. They're coming! MBAC, MBAC, this is G-14, CC detected! None of the CC with a fluttery dress! One enemy formation detected, one UMB and five FBs. Minori catches the sight of the enemy a moment later. She hasn't fully recovered her abilities since being gang-raped. She's scared, as the CC organ stirs to life and her special enhancement gear activates, the memory of how she was raped surfaces into her mind. The thought that she's a sex doll who's only good for pleasuring men crushes her heart. When fear and despair fill her like this, her body easily gives in to the pleasure. She's easily pushed to the brink of orgasm, only to be tranquilized by the sedative and rendered incapable of fighting. The only way she can avoid that is to fight while keeping her arousal in check. We've been seeing this formation all the time recently. The Pyrrhus likely wouldn't appear, but Minori's heart is still fraught with fear. It feels like the space around them is energetic somehow. She has a bad, foreboding feeling. Or maybe she's just frightened by the fact that her powers haven't made a full recovery. They're probably saving up their forces for the big attack. With both sides' forces rapidly moving through space, the distance between them quickly shrinks. What's the commander's strategy? If we run into the enemy, we report it. But if something seems wrong, we're to retreat at once. His first priority is probably that we survive. The commander isn't being careless. He realizes how dire their situation is. Minori can't help but think that his tactics are sound. I'll attack first. Even if we can't take them out, we can hit them once and retreat. If they retreat, we don't pursue. Let's stick to the commander's plan and remain cautious. Given how weak this enemy force is, the decision almost feels too conservative. If the survivors manage to rally with other CC, the combined forces could likely return and take them all out in a new attack. Most of the other groups try to fully wipe out any CC formations they encounter, but Ayusha's decision remains unchanged. She's being considerate of Minori's condition. With their offensive vanguard weakened, Ayusha knows that engaging the enemy in melee combat is a bad idea. Minori's being a burden. Some part of her wishes she'd be assigned to another group, but no, she'd be a burden in any group. Some part of her wishes she could just change ahead recklessly and die. Some part of her wishes she could just charge ahead recklessly and die in battle, just as she wouldn't drag Ayusha and Nana down. But then they'd just follow her into danger. It would only put their lives in danger all over again. As dark thoughts spiral in Minori's mind, Ayusha launches her attack. She deploys her bits with an alluring moan and... They're retreating? The CC began falling back at once. Huh? No way, that's never happened before. The bits can only deploy for short periods of time, and the farther away their targets are, the less effective their shots become. Ayusha clicks her tongue and retrieves her bits. The CC fall back to a distance just outside of the bits' effective range, pulling back to continue patrolling through space. Are there enemy units lying in wait to ambush us? But I'm not sensing anything. Does this mean the CC knows the bit's effective range? Maybe we should try to retreat too and see what they do? I think it's worth trying. Minori agrees with Nana's idea, regretting the fact that she can't go on the offensive. The trio slowly retreats, remaining mindful of their surroundings. However, the CC now start pursuing them, matching their speed while following them. Well, that settles it. They know the bit's effective range, but what about the Gungnir? Wait, the enemy probably knows the Gungnir's effective range too. But they're staying in its range. They might be trying to keep us around for some reason. Something seems a little wrong with the voices here. Let me look at this real quick. Just, briefly. Well, voices on max. That just turned the music up. Voice cut when progressing text. Everybody's at max. Well, no. There we go. It'll be dangerous if reinforcements come from outside our detection range while they keep us pinned down here. If that's the case, it'll be safer for us to close in on them and finish this quickly. Hold on. Maybe it's the damn music. There we go. You want to close in on the enemy faster than they can retreat and take them out in an all-out attack? We should be able to handle a force that size. We hit them once with full power and then we retreat. Okay, let's finish this quickly. The three of them should be able to easily defeat a force of this size. Nana makes contact with the UMB and attacks it with her magical hammer. Ayusha uses her bits and Gugnir to rain fire on them, while Minori charges in and mops up the enemies in disarray. These tactics are how the three of them exhibit their combined strength. Nana moves forward while letting out a suggestive moan and Minori follows her. Minori wills herself to accelerate, causing her CC organ to pulsate and writhe in response. The special enhancement gear begins churning up both her holes. It reminds her of how her pride, past, and future have been torn away, leaving her to be scorned as a sex toy. But this isn't rape! She's not a sex doll, she's moving in to attack the enemy of her own free will. Holding on to that thought, she stifles her wretched self-loathing. But even so, feeling her crotch drip with juices fills her with anguish. Her attacks are accompanied by moans of grief. No, I'm fighting. I won't lose myself to this. Even Minori with her weakened abilities and Nana, who has naturally low movement speed, still move faster than the CC's retreat. The CC's tricks won't work on them. They soon close the distance, preventing the enemy from escaping. As the UMB opens its large canopy to guard the FBs behind it, the trio unleashes a flurry of their attacks on it. Nana makes contact with the UMB, swinging her magical hammer down. Gulnir and the bits gouge into it with concentrated fire. And as half the UMB canopy tears away, Minori flies behind it and sweeps through the FBs. Flying through the explosion Ayusha caused, Minori forms a sword 10 times her size with her force field. I can still fight! Her nipples get teased and her vagina and anus get gouged into, filling her despite her wishes with the memories of being raped. Yet Minori charges forward all the same. She swoops in behind the umbrella, swinging her sword in a mighty arc. She feels the sensation of cutting through 3 FBs at the same time travel up her arm. But just as she reaches the verge of climax, sedative is applied directly to her CC organ. As she's knocked down from being on the verge of orgasm back to a state of calm, her force field shrinks at once as her special warfare gear flickers. For a second, it turns completely see-through, revealing her naked, sweat-drenched body before it eventually stabilizes. Once the sedative takes effect, her combat effectiveness will be nearly zero. Then why do they use the sedative at all? I guess because they go crazy or something. But their assault was a success all the same. Their three-pronged attack destroyed the FB hidden by the canopy and also crippled the UMB itself. The half-destroyed UMB staggers away, fluttering away with a flap of its tattered body. But somehow they managed to prevail today. Ah! Oh no! The scream of her comrades make Minori turn around. Ah, it can't be! Creatures appear ominously from all around them as if to overpower them with the sheer pressure of their presence. They rush in so closely there would be no escaping or avoiding them. There are four groups of CC combined, each consisting of five FBs and one UMB. While the trio was occupied by the suspicious actions of the unit in front of them, these units hurried over and closed in on them from outside their detection range. What's worse, two of them have cut off Yusha from the other two, who isn't yet ready to bring her bits and Gugnir to bear. On top of that, Minori is still affected by the sedative. Four UMBs accompanied by 20 FBs perfectly encircle them and focus their attacks on Yusha. Call for reinforcements, go! Sensing her own impending defeat, which would mean having her CC organ pulled out along with her uterus, she orders her friends away in what she believes to be a final act of consideration. She tells them to go call for reinforcements so that they can tell themselves later that they weren't simply abandoning her. It's a valid decision. No one, whether they're CC or one of her fellow special warfare troopers, can match Yusa's capability for ranged attacks and detection range. But in terms of defense, she's one of the weakest. The FBs easily tear through her thin, weak force field, causing her special warfare gear to quickly dissipate. They swarm over her pale limbs, surrounding her like a spear of phallic objects. Minori realizes the intent behind Yusha's last words, but she can't bring herself to flee. At this point, even if they tried to escape, there's nowhere to go. Minori, run! I'll stall them! The half-destroyed UMB that was retreating just a minute ago changes its course, ruthlessly closing in on Nana. That was part of the trap, too. It pretended to run away, but now that they're occupied with Yusha's peril, it resumes giving chase. On top of that, the members of the four CC groups that aren't occupied with surrounding Yusha move in to attack the other two. The four UMBs flap their umbrellas open. Their pale canopies look strange against the background of outer space. That has an odd sort of beauty to it. It's hard to imagine they're in the middle of battle. Five FBs that were hiding in the shadow of the canopies rush in to attack Minori. But she's frozen in place and can't move. She knows that her other comrade is in danger. Nana, don't! Nana's prismatic force field blocks the UMB from charging their way. As it stops the enemy's gigantic body, the shield flickers in all the colors of the rainbow. I can't outrun it! Minori, leave me and run! Two UMBs approach Nana from above and below. Just as it looks like they'll crash into her, they envelop Nana, force field and all, cutting off her communications. Minori can also see, far in the distance, that Ayusha's beautiful form has been stripped of her special warfare gear while being attacked by a disgusting penis-like appendage. Minori helplessly extends her trembling hand towards her. Minori screams, but the only answer she gets are from the disgusting CC aliens all around her. She slays three FBs before her gear does her with sedative. Doses her. I keep saying does, but it's doses. A flock of FB over 20 in number swarms her just as her combat capabilities are neutered. Why the fuck do they neuter the combat capabilities?